Praise the Lord. Once again, we thank God for this great opportunity to appear, even in His presence at this hour. We may not be in the church together, all of us, but we are in the presence of God wherever we are. And like we have been encouraged, I pray that the Lord will help us, that our spirit will be connected with this online service in the name of Jesus. I want to read a word unto you in the book of Psalm 118. We are standing together as the ministers, as pastors in the church today by the power of agreement to speak the word of the Lord unto our lives, to our homes, to our destinies, and to our families. And that word shall be accomplished in the life of every one of us in the name of Jesus. Psalm 118 verse 15 says, "The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." The right hand, and I thank God, you know, by the time we started the service, our mommy that opened the service talked about the right hand of the Lord. And, you know, I'm so sure that the Lord has something to accomplish in your life, in your home this month with this right hand of the Lord. The Bible says, "The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." And so, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name that is above every other name, I declare that the name of the Lord, the right hand of the Lord, will do it violently in your life, in your home, upon the works of your hands and destiny this month of May, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in verse 16 again, "The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." Brethren, I declare unto you that this month of May, the right hand of the Lord will fight your battle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The right hand of the Lord will defend you in the name of Jesus. Amen. This right hand of the Lord defended the people of old, and the hand of the Lord since then remained the same. It has not changed. From the book of Exodus chapter 15, the Bible says again, verse 3 says, "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." And so this God will fight your battle this month of May in the name of Jesus. Verse 6 says, "Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy." Whatever may be the imagination, whatever may be the mind and the purpose of the enemy against your life, against your peace, against your joy, against your liberty, the word of God will declare today that the right hand of the Lord will dash them in pieces in the name of Jesus. The word of God says again, it says again, it says in verse 7, say, "And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. The right hand of the Lord will rise up against all your enemy in the name of Jesus. It will sentence them forth by his wrath, and it will consume them as stubble in the name of Jesus." The right hand of the Lord will rise for you. In the left, in the north, in the east, in the west, in your side, to both sides, the right of the land, the right hand of the Lord will rise up for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And listen to these last two verses. Verse 12 says, "Thou stretch out thy right hand, the right hand, the earth swallow them." I pray this morning by the power of agreement that this month of May, the God of heaven and the earth will stretch out his right hand against all obstacles, against all obstruction on your way, and the earth will swallow them all in the name of Jesus. And after swallowing them, what will happen? What will happen is in verse 13, say, "Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation." The right hand of the Lord will set to you, will set to you. In that your aspiration, in that your dream, the right hand of the Lord will settle you in that his habitation in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Brethren, I just want us to take this song and empty yourself before God.
I've come to draw from your gate.
Brethren, open up yourself and empty yourself. Believe yourself that God. I have known that God. Back to that Psalm 44 that we opened with. I just want to remind us of that verse 3, that this time the Lord is releasing his right hand unto you. His arm is walking with you. It will shine his light of countenance all over you, and you'll be favored by the Lord. And do you know what you're going to see? Move down to the last verse. That's 25. That's why I said, you come, tell God that I'll come to draw. Tell him that you have come to draw. He says that your soul, as your soul is bowed with what we are passing through on this earth, our soul is burned to the earth. Our belly cleaves to the earth. Do you know what God is saying with his right hand? He says, arise, oh God, is rising up for your help. The Lord is rising up for your help. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord is redeeming our situation. Amen. He's redeeming our conditions. Amen. He's redeeming everything by his mercies. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Quickly open to Zephaniah chapter 3. The last four verses. When we get home, well, after the service, we can open up and read the entire service, but I want to just use this one, that God is saying to you, fear thou not, my right hand is with you, in the name of Jesus. And to you that is before the Zion, on the mount of the Lord, this is on Zion, that your hand will not slack, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God will be in the midst of you. You will not fight this battle all alone. In the name of Jesus, he will save you. In the name of Jesus, he will rejoice over you with his joy. In the name of Jesus, he will rise in his love for you. In the name of Jesus, nobody, nothing can take you away from the presence of the Lord. His love will surround you. His love will deliver us. His love will redeem us. In the name of Jesus, he will joy over us with singing. Our heart will no longer be downcast. Our heart will no longer be dry. We will not be unhappy again. The Lord will visit us with his joy, and he will grant us songs. He will release songs unto us. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is sending his garden unto you. He's sending his spirit unto you to gather us together unto victory. In the name of Jesus, unto victory. To remove sorrow, in the name of Jesus. To remove reproach, in the name of Jesus. To remove burden, to remove sickness, to remove coronavirus, in the name of Jesus. To remove every pandemic, in the name of Jesus. He's gathering us. And do you know what he says? That he will undo all that afflicts you. All those ones that is afflicting us, all those things that are afflicting us, the Lord is undoing. Amen. He's releasing. Amen. He's breaking. Amen. With his right hand of righteousness. Amen. With his arm. In the name of Jesus. Amen. He's beginning to save us. Amen. He's beginning to save us. In the name of Jesus. As we wait on God, he says, he will give us praise. Amen. And fame. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer going to be trashed. You are no longer going to be put aside. He's giving you a prayer. He's making you praise. He's granting you another name. In the name of Jesus. He says, I will get you praise and fame in every land where you have been put to shame. The Lord is removing shame. He's removing lockdown. He's removing pandemic. In the name of Jesus. And do you know what? He says, at that time, this time, all you brethren, all you children of Cedar generation, God's oratory is bringing you again. The Lord is bringing you to blossom. In the name of Jesus, you will bud, you will blossom. You will bloom, you will break frontiers. You will bud, you will move higher. In the name of Jesus, He will gather you and grant you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is turning back our captivity and before our eyes. Oh, we could see the victory of the Lord. So that we'll be able to triumph. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen. Amen. By the power that has brought the month of May to being, in the name that is above all names, the name of the Son of the Living God, Jesus Christ. Lord, there's a month that you have brought to us. And upon this month, Lord, we release every one that has been identified with this ministry to your holy hand. As your word has spoken, Lord, as you have directed, the word of God says, for the Lord God shall be a sun and shield. Amen. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we fast in this world over every life, over every child that belongs to this ministry, everyone that is under the sound of our voice, that Lord, you will be the sun and shield of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this month, the fifth month, month of grace, but Lord, you're saying this month is beyond grace. It's going to be a month of grace and glory. Month of double portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. A month of double portion. The Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as you flow unto us in grace, so you will crown it with glory. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of your spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that no good thing will you withhold from anyone. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as your people walk in partnership with you in this month, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will cause them to ride upon the high places. You will cause your people to fly high. In the name of Jesus Christ, by your power and your spirit, we decree and command. We order the heart of your people. We order the spirit of your people to follow your instruction in this month, to live in our pleasing, to live in all your will, to obey you in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, we order the spirit of your people to listen to you, to follow you, Lord, to follow your will. Lord, you will order their lives to understand your direction. We order their lives, Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, to know your mind, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all your children that are listening now, that their heart, they will know how to go. Your Lord, they will know when to move, in the name of Jesus. We speak to their spirit as they listen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak to their hearts. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that their hearts will hearken to the voice of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the voice of the stranger you will not listen. The voice of the destroyer you will not listen. The voice of the enemy you will not listen. In the name of Jesus, you will hearken to the voice of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be far from oppression. You will be far from disaster. You will be far from calamity. You will be far from pandemic. In the name of Jesus, we declare, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatsoever the enemy propose and program into your life in this month of May, we overtake with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ every agenda, every decision, every judgment, every oppression from the kingdom of hell against your family, against your life, against your destiny. We decree, by the authority of the power of the Most High God, we crush them down and abolish them. We wipe them away by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. All ordinances, all written codes that the enemy has said must happen to you this month, we decree it will not be established. It will not come to pass. It will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, you escape from every trap. You escape from every judgment. You escape from every evil. You escape from every snare of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, you escape, your soul escape, your spirit escape, your body escape, your family escape from every disaster, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father, for you are riding upon high places. You shall ride above the enemies, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Me not to Savior, hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, as thou art God, only do not pass me.
Declare the counsel of the Lord unto this morning from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, from verses 17 to 18. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, from verses 17 to 18. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none. And their tongue faileth for thirst. Hide the Lord, we hear them. I, the God of Israel, we not forsake them.
Amen.
I speak unto you in this month of May. You have been thirsty. You have been hungry. You have been longing. You have been seeking. You are losing strength. I speak unto this morning. The Lord will hear you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I, the God of Israel, will not forsake you.
Amen.
I speak unto you your situation. The Lord will minister unto you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord will reach out unto you in your area of need. The Lord will attain unto your concern in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And in verse 18 of that Isaiah chapter 41, in verse, it says, I will open rivers in high place and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. This morning I speak unto you. The Lord that open rivers in high places. The Lord will open fountain unto you in the valleys. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every area of your life that have been shut down, the Lord will open up.
Amen.
This month, in the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
This month shall be a month of opening.
Amen.
Unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
I say unto the nation Nigeria, this month shall be a month of opening.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
I say unto the nations of the world, this month shall be a month of opening,
Amen.
Of grace. Of grace, of grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we are in the month of May, the fifth month, and spiritually, the month symbolizes grace. I say unto you, this month shall be a month of opening, of grace in abundance, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will open doors of provision. The Lord will open doors of health. The Lord will open doors of safety. The Lord will open doors of protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord rules on the mountain. He rules in the valley. Wherever you are located, spiritually this month, whether on the mountain, whether in the valley, the Lord will rule your situation. The Lord will rule your situation. He's the God of the mountain and the God of the valley. When things go wrong, He makes them bright. He's the God of the mountain and the God of the valley. When things go wrong, He makes them bright. He's the God of the mountain and the God of the valley. When things go wrong, He's the God of the mountain and the God of the valley. When things go wrong, He makes the bright. He's the God of the mountains and the God of the valley. When things go wrong, your life this month of May, whatever is wrong, the Lord will set it right. Whatever is out of place, the Lord will rearrange it. Whatever is abnormal, the Lord will normalize it. In the mighty name of Jesus, this month the Lord will give you rest from trouble. Rest from trouble. Rest from trouble. Rest from trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus, this month shall be a month of refreshment. Month of refreshment. Month of refreshment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And quickly this morning, before we conclude this online service, you know that today, normally we just come to come and make declarations unto you. That's the our normal practice, the church, every first Sunday of every month, the pastor come forward to make declaration. And before we close this online service, quickly, I want to exhort you on what I call trusting God for intervention. Trusting God for intervention. And I'm going to text my text quickly from this second book of Kings. And I'm going to read from verse 25 to 27 quickly. First, 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. And I'm going to read from verse 25 to 27. And later I'll go and read chapters 7 verse 1 to 2. But let's read chapter 6 first. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until an ass edge was sold for 4 score pieces of silver. And the fourth part of a cap of doves dung for 5 pieces of silver. Verse 26. And the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall. There cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help, my lord, O king." Verse 27. And he said, "If the Lord do not help you, where shall I help you? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press?" In this passage that we have read, there was a total lockdown of the city of Samaria. There was a complete shutdown. Nobody was going in and nobody was coming in. The source of food supply was cut off. The source of medical supply was cut off. The source of external assistance was cut off. They were just left alone, just head within. There was death. There were merchants of death outside the city. There was not even safety within the city. Yes, they were seeking for safety where they were, but the safety within was constrained. They could only be saved if they had food. They could only be saved if they had means of livelihood. But it came to a point in time that the lockdown was so terrible, they became cannibals. So merchants of death were outside, but then they were also being threatened from within. In our nation today, there is threat to lockdown because of hunger. And there's also the threat of corona outside the lockdown. And so where do we turn? So this is not the first time we have this kind of situation. It happened in the city of Samaria. And the Bible says a donkey's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver. 4 score is 80. 1 score is 20. 20 times 4 is 80. 80 pieces of silver. Bible student, for how much was Jesus sold by Judas? 30 pieces of silver. Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, was sold for just 30 pieces of silver. But during the period of lockdown in Samaria, The head of donkey alone was sold for 80 pieces of silver. Meaning that the head of a donkey at that time was valued more than the life of Jesus. That was to tell you the condition of people, the depressing situation, the uncomfortable condition. The king was moving around. He had compassion, but he lacked the capacity. He wanted to help, but there was no where with her. The king was the political leader of the land. We have leaders in authority. We have people who were in charge of affairs of nations, but they are now limited, just like the king of Israel at that point in time. People were crying unto the king. King himself was incapacitated. He had concern, but he was constrained. The king had concern for his people, but he was constrained. The will to do good to his people was there, but the capacity to do it was not available. And he said, if the Lord does not help you, how can I help you? And let's go to chapter 7 quickly of that book of 2 Kings. And I want us to read quickly verses 1 to remember I'm talking about trusting God for intervention. Now, chapter 7. Then Elisha said, after the political leaders had made all the efforts, then the spiritual leader came on the scene. And Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord. This month of May, the word of the Lord will come unto the nations of the world. This month of May, the word of the Lord will come to the nation of Nigeria. Amen. This month of the May, the word of the Lord will come into your life. Political leaders have been speaking. They have been making effort. All the efforts were not in vain, but they were only not enough. The Elijah said, thus hear ye the voice of the Lord, thus said the Lord. Tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a single shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And verse 2 said, then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with your eyes, but shall not eat thereof. Why? This man refused to trust God for intervention because of the terrible situation. Because of his depressing condition. But the Lord spoke through Elisha that by this time tomorrow, said a measure of fine flour will be sold for just a single shekel. And the man who was part of the people in the inner caucus of the king, each time I read the passage, I interpret this man to either be defense minister or the chief security officer of the president. Because the Bible says the man on who the king leaned, that means was in charge of the security. So I believe it was either the chief security officer or the defense minister. But he was only thinking of the physical situation, it not factor in the spiritual dimension. But at the end of the day, the word of the Lord came to pass. So I encourage you this morning that no matter what you are going through, no matter what you are passing through, don't let us stop trusting the Lord. Don't let us trust, having faith in him. Because this battle, this situation will not only be won by just the political leaders or the medical people on the front line, thank God for their lives, thank God for their effort. But let me tell you, that there are also some spiritual leaders on the front line. And I want you to be part of those spiritual leaders on the front line. Cry unto God every day that God should bring it to an end. And I say in the name of the Lord that this month, the word of authority will come in the mighty name of Jesus unto your situation and turn things around in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This month, I'm praying that God will bring a word of finality to bring an end unto this scourge that's ravaging the world in the mighty name of Jesus. But you must not stop trusting the Lord. You must not trust believing the Lord. I keep on saying the odds might be prepared for the day of battle, but victory is of the Lord. And finally, before I close this online service, I want to take you back to my new month message for the month of May, in the book of Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 24. Lamentations chapter 3, from verses 22 to 24. And after that, I'll just close this service. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Brethren, I want you to know that you have been kept up to this time is because of the mercies of the Lord. I know you have been very careful and you have to continue to be careful. I know you are trying as much as possible to follow instruction given by people in authority, by NCDC. Please continue to do that. Do not disobey that. Keep to it rigidly and religiously. But I want you to know that it is of the Lord's mercies that you are kept. It's of the Lord's mercies that you are still where you are. Let no man put confidence where it should not be. It's of the Lord's mercies. I want to go to verse 23. I just want to read that. I want to continue that book of Lamentation. Let's go. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Let me tell you, that message of the law that has kept you, the Bible says it is renewed on a daily basis. So this month, the message of the law is renewed over your life. And that mess that has kept you, we come to keep you. Amen. Because great is the faithfulness of the Lord. So don't subject yourself to any secret fear. The mercy of the Lord that kept you yesterday will still keep you today. The mercy of the Lord that kept you last one will still keep you today. Stop looking at how the figure is rising. Stop looking at how the death toll is rising. Stop looking at how the condition is worsening. Remember, the message of the Lord will keep you. And that message is renewed every day. Every day you wake up in the morning. Cry unto the Lord for his mercies and his faithfulness. And verse 24. What does he say? Let me read that verse 24. And then I close the service. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. My brother, your own portion is in the Lord. And if the Lord is your portion, then your hope in him should be rekindled. Yes, you might be down, but you are going to rise up. When men are cast down, thou that shall say, there is a lifting up. Let me tell you, your portion is in the Lord. And if your portion is the Lord does not cheat anybody. When you have a portion with anybody, go and buy a land and keep it there. If you don't go to develop it, before you know it, that portion, people begin to transgress. They begin to encroach. But when your portion is in the law, it cannot be taken. So I want you to reassure yourself and reassure yourself that confidence that your portion is in the Lord. And if you are yet to know the Lord, I invite you this morning. Come unto the Lord. Say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come and have a portion that can be kept. Any portion that's not with the Lord is vulnerable. It's not secure. There's no assurance. But he said, the Bible said, the Lord is my portion, saved my soul. Therefore, I will hope him. Is your portion the Lord? Keep on hoping the Lord. If your portion the Lord, trust him that he that has kept you this time will come to keep you. That he that has saved you this time will come to save you. He that has protected you till this morning will come to protect you. I want you to believe in the Lord. I want you to trust in the Lord. And I want you to know that the message of the Lord that has kept you will continue to keep you. I want you to stand on your feet anywhere you are this morning. You are listening to me or you are watching me. And cry unto them and just speak unto him. I have no other God but you.
I have no other God but you.
An opportunity to speak unto the Lord yourself this morning. Just say something unto the Lord. Make a request before the Lord. Place a demand on his grace this morning. I give you about 1 minute to speak unto the Lord yourself. And after that, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm trusting God to reach out unto you. Anywhere you are, or wherever you are listening, or wherever you are watching, speak unto the Lord at this time. Make a demand upon the grace of God. Put a request before the Lord. Say something unto him. Remember, he's a faithful God. Remember, his compassion faileth not. Remember, his compassion is with capacity. Some may have compassion, they don't have the capacity. But this is the God that has the compassion, and the capacity is there and can never fail. Speak unto him. Speak unto him. When the word of the Lord came unto Samaria, the siege was lifted. Speak the word to lift the siege over your life, over Nigeria, over the nations of the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, man katili baba, meduli man skandeli. Leke rumos kopoli angaskide, le rendus kepuli mans kandalie, le skempo lobos kendelina, ranga ya lusen kepuski, le ringas kubobos kendelianga, yentuli mans kambakunte li memes ketuliba, ya ringas kumbo yonko tolomos ka ambalinga. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning because you are our ever faithful God. Lord, I speak unto everyone listening unto me right now or watching me through any channel. I ask that whatever request they have made before you right now, Father, honor this request in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every siege over our lives, let it be lifted.
Amen.
This month of May,
amen,
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, because of what is happening, doors of progress have been shut to many. Right now, let those doors be opened.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, many are buried in the valley of depression, in the valley of sadness, in the valley of lack, in the valley of want. My Lord and my God, stretch your hand of help unto such people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask, let every hope of the people who are watching me now, who are listening to me now, let their hope be rekindled, be refired this month of May in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you spoke to the city of Samaria and you brought a sudden end to the siege. Lord, this morning, I join my faith with the faith of the millions of saints all over the world who are crying unto you. I join my voice to the voice of the saint and fathers of the church who are crying unto you every day. Lord, this month of May, bring a sudden end to the siege of coronavirus over Nigeria and over the nations of the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Elijah spoke and a sudden end came to the siege. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, bring a sudden end to the siege over the nations of the world right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let this month be a month of freedom.
Amen.
Let this month be a month of deliverance.
Amen.
Let this month be a month of seeing the sons of history.
Amen.
Let this month be a month that your people come for thanksgiving.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak to those who are hearing me now who may be sick. Lord, whoever is nursing one form of sickness or the other, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word is God. And the Word says, when I decree a thing on earth, shall be done unto me by my Father who is in heaven. Lord, the Word says, in your name I will heal the sick. I speak the word with authority now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody who is sick, I put your hand on whatever that sickness is. I rebuke that sickness right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I stretch forth my hand in the spirit. Let my hand be an extension of your hand. And let the hand of the Lord touch every area of ailment, every area of sickness that is afflicting your people who are hearing me now, who are watching me now, and let there be a sudden end to that sickness. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
I decree healing unto you.
Amen.
I decree healing unto you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those of you who are sick in your soul, some of you is emotional sickness. Those who are sick in their soul, those who are sick in their emotion, right now, let the balm of Gilead, Lord, flow into their soul, into their spirit, into their body, into their psychology, into their emotion, and let there be emotional and psychological healing for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing.
Amen.
And those who are hearing me now, we are trusting and believing for one miracle or the other. My Father and my God, honor your word.
Amen.
Let them receive their breakthrough now.
Amen.
I say unto you, receive your breakthrough.
Amen.
I say unto you, glorify the Lord this month.
Amen.
I say unto you, give testimony this month.
Amen.
I say unto that problem, we turn to praise this month of May.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Because God is the God of mountain. Every mountain of problem that give you concern, I bring them low. are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because God is God of valley. Every dungeon of depression where the enemy has thrown you, I command a lifting unto you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.